And we're back for another episode. Thank you. This is Alex with Simply Gold. I am with a new and exciting guest today. We've got J.R. Fritsch. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Fritsch.
I wrote it down, I like pronunciated it on the sheet of paper. I still feel like I screwed it up. But he's my guest today. Close friend, a part of my network. He was with Cairo Way Chiropractic, based out of The Colony, Texas, over by Main Street in South The Colony. Man, thanks so much for joining. I really appreciate it. JR, man, is this your first time doing this, or have you done this before?
No, this is my first time. I've been on another podcast, but this setup right here is definitely more professional. So
this feels like the real deal.
This is like the real deal. So yeah, for sure.
Well, man, I'm blessed that you're here today. You know, as we've spoken in previous, this is an opportunity to really reach out to other business owners like myself, like you as well. I actually just got to learn here recently, you know, this is a franchise that you own. You're the guy. I mean, I'm sure you probably take out your own trash, you know, sweep the parking lot if necessary and do whatever it takes to get it done. Not only that, I see you every single week in networking. Just, you know, trying to make relationships and build new types of customers, clients, and friends within the community. So what we're going to talk about today is really just, you know, how you got started, what your why, and really just anything that you want to share about chiropractic. I myself, I've explored it once, but man, I barely tipped the surface. Went in for a consultation. They had me stand up, you know, they moved my neck to the right, moved it to the left, took a bunch of measurements. And then I got a x-ray done. But I never turned the results in. I already quit it at the sign up. So like, I think, you know, I spent 2 hours plus like $150 getting it all checked out, but then I never did anything with it. I'm sure you find that that's kind of the case for, you know, a large amount of people, would you say?
No, I have the exact opposite.
Well, then,
when people come into my place, yeah, they're going to come back the next time. It's very uncommon.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what makes that experience? Like, why do people just automatically feel like, you know, I'm coming back, I'm going to fulfill this thing to the end?
I think for me, the biggest part, because like I was telling you, like, I didn't get into chiropractic until later in my life. Mm-hmm. I've done some different things. You know, like I was telling you, I was a trainer for a long time, I worked with a lot of strength and conditioning athletes before, right? And so anyway, when I got into chiropractic, I got back into school, I was an old student, right? I was like 39, getting back into school, I had like people like 20 years younger than me. That was a whole experience in mm-hmm. itself, right? But I knew business-wise that I wanted to get out and open my own, right? So in school, I'm already thinking about that, like, how am I going to do this? And honestly, like, it changed like big time over the time I was in school. You know, I went in with one mindset, came out with another, but the biggest aspect, the thing that I noticed, because I'd been to chiropractors before, but they didn't do a good job explaining what they were doing, why they were doing it, or at least in my mind, and also really the kind of the philosophy about how the body is designed to heal. We just need to remove that interference. Mm-hmm. Once like I really got that big idea, I try to share that with as many people as I can, because it's not, like, for me, it's honestly my mission to like spread that message. Mm-hmm. So it really ties in with my business in that way, because I feel like I'm not doing my job, my duty to my community, to my world, if I'm not talking about it.
Right. And talking about it often.
Yeah, often. Exactly.
You know, like I said, I'll never pretend on this session that, you know, I know much about chiropractic, because I don't.
Right.
But, you know, it's really just, I don't think I've given it a shot, you know, and I think anytime I think about it, it's usually after the fact. I've had a pinched nerve in the back of my neck for years,
right?
You know, and people are always like, oh, you should get that checked out. And I'm like, well, what's that going to do? You know? Yeah. So I think you've mentioned to me just in conversation that a lot of what you focus on is really the preventative, before it gets to that drastic phase. Can you go into a little bit more detail on how that helps?
Yeah, absolutely. I think of it more of like a proactive versus even preventative. And I'll say one thing real quick too, is like people telling you that you should or shouldn't do something, not just in chiropractic, but in business too, because that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I would walk away from those people, because that's like a judgment.
Right.
Right. There's no one way or the right way to do something. There's a lot of different ways to get things done. Right. So when people are telling like should or you have to, like, I'm just going to step out, because even in my practice, when I'm talking about somebody what's going to benefit them, I want to show them why it's in their best interest. So they're making that decision themselves. It's not that you have to do it or you need to do it. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yep.
And so that's, yeah, essentially what I try to help people understand is like, hey, when you come in, I'm going to do my, you know, obviously we're going to do some exams and things like that. Make sure there's no red flags to getting you adjusted. But after that, I'm going to do my chiropractic analysis. And what I'm looking for is the tone and the tension within the body, because what it's letting me know is how your body's trying to correct itself. And then what I do is I assist in that process, okay? And the biggest thing about it is that when there's interference with the communication between the brain and the body and the body and the brain, because that's what we're working with really, there's going to be dysfunction. You might feel it, you might not feel it, but you're not working at your optimal level. And for me, like, that pertains to every walks of life, but especially like when I'm talking to business people, entrepreneurs, it's like, why wouldn't you want to show up as your best self in whatever you're doing?
Right.
And if you don't want to show up that way, then maybe you should figure out there's something
maybe
else that you want to
do. Something else.
Yeah, exactly. There's probably something else that you want to be doing. So just my feeling on it.
A lot of it, I think, for me personally, is just the time commitment, you know, that it takes. But I'm almost certain that the amount of time that you spend on yourself, you know, paying yourself first, has a tremendous output on the other side that's beneficial.
Yeah, no, that's a big one. Like, when you really, I think it goes back to really loving ourselves, you know, because when you love yourself to your fullest, right, you're going to spend time, you're going to spend money, you're going to develop yourself and realize that the better off you are, the more you can show up for others as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I think about.
Do you have to, is chiropractic something you should continue ongoing, or is there an eventual point where it's like you're healed, you're done, grasshopper, you can go out in the world and
well, so
and
good question. So like, so again, that's going to go back to me. Like, I would never tell somebody they should mm-hmm. or they have to, right? I'll ask you like this though. Well, I had to take a step back because you haven't been a chiropractor, but so like I said, we're working with interference between right. the communication and the body. Specifically, it's called vertebral subluxation, okay? So misalignments within the spine. And what's happening, it's due to an overload of stress is the reason the body's not able to correct itself. So my question for you is there much stress that you deal with in your life?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so
I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning stressed out. I got out of bed because I was stressed out.
Right. So then my question for you would be is like, are you going to eliminate those stressors?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. Right.
Right.
So will you benefit by having somebody help you out with that, so you're more adaptable and more resilient to these stressors?
Let's say I've had enough, right? I've had it. I'm so stressed out. I need yeah. to get into the, see the chiropractor.
Yeah.
How soon, you know, just on average, you know, could I see a result or feel better or just notice that there's a considerable
you'll notice it right after
happening.
I adjust you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had a ton of people that essentially liken it to, well, a good way for me to describe it is like, imagine we walked into this room and nobody can see where we're at, but
right.
we're in a, you know, it's a really nice place actually, but imagine we walked in and the lights were dimmed. Okay. And I walked in here for the first time. I wouldn't even notice that the lights were dim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never been here. So how would I have any context for that?
Right.
That would be my normal.
In fact, if we turn the lights on, they'd be bright.
Yeah, right? It'd be bright. Exactly. Right. So when somebody comes in and I get them adjusted for the first time, they don't even realize that they're operating at like a suboptimal level.
Right.
Like they're not experiencing the world at the fullest. And so then after they get adjusted, they're like, oh my gosh, like, well, I have a lot of people that are like, hey, I feel like I can see a little bit better or I can smell better and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that they can, but it's, we helped remove that interference that wasn't allowing, their body to perceive their environment correctly. And so, yeah, you will notice it right away. Like I have a ton of people that are just like immediately right. like, whoa, like what just happened? Like I didn't even know. And I have a lot of people like that have been to chiropractors before.
Right.
But I have a technique I use a little bit different. And so then that, yeah.
So here's a dumb question. Yeah. You know, I don't think you can do chiropractic on yourself. Right. You have to ask somebody.
Correct. No, you can't.
I always ask the haircut people. I'm like, who cuts your hair? You know, how do you, you know, an amazing stylist who cuts my hair, you know, I'm like, man, who do you have cutting your hair? You know, so, you know, how do you manage through that? I mean,
I have a chiropractor.
Like you've got to
100%.
You've got to have that as well.
Yeah. I get adjusted on a weekly basis.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So when you don't do that, I mean, let's just say you got really busy that week or, you know, just time didn't permit. I mean, do you considerably notice kind of a change and maybe you're off a little bit and
It doesn't happen because I make that commitment to myself
every single time.
Yeah, I'm a pretty disciplined person. But I will say that I had, man, this is, I'm going to tell this story anyway. So I had somebody that's not a chiropractor essentially try to adjust me. And the way they got around that, it's like, they're essentially like an unlicensed.
Well, I feel there's more to this story.
This is like some crazy stuff. So like,
start from the very beginning. So he was like,
female. Yeah. I met this person at a networking event. Okay.
Okay.
And so this business that they do, it was actually started by a chiropractor, like back in the, I think the 30s or the 40s. Okay. And they didn't like essentially the governing body that controls like chiropractor.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. They thought there was a lot of like red tape and stuff like that. And in some ways they have a valid point. At the same time, it's like you got to regulate industries. Otherwise you get people in there that don't know what they're doing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the way they got around this way back in the day was they essentially called it a religion, and you had to like, you know, be a part of this religion to receive their like adjustment essentially. But like I said, they don't call it that because they're officially not chiropractors. Okay.
Right.
And they only do one adjustment, and it's an occipital lift is what it is. So like your occiput's the base of your skull. And so essentially they kind of like lift it to try to help with the alignment of it. But this person did it to me, and it was like, it was the most off. Like I worked later that day, and I was like, I was terrible. Like it was one of my worst days that I've ever had. Like I didn't feel right. And it was because if you go to somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, like it's not a good experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a lot of that out there?
It's just like super random. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like I've never even heard of.
How do you identify?
Okay. That? Well, I'll just tell you what the name, because it's not like they're going to come back, but it's an alpha bioticist.
Okay.
Right. So it was like, and it was funny because, well, funny in the sense, because she started talking to me about it, and it was essentially the tenets of chiropractic. And she was like, yeah, it's way different. I was like, hey, have you ever been to a chiropractor?
Right.
Yeah, come to find out she hadn't, and she didn't realize, like, but essentially they were trying to do chiropractic without actually being a chiropractor. So, like, yeah, I'm going to say don't ever go see that person. Like, go to an actual chiropractor that could help you out. Don't be like me and try to experiment.
I foam roll. Is that the same thing?
No, foam rolling yourself, yeah. Because, like I said, your body's trying to correct itself.
Right.
So when whatever you're doing to assist with that process is fine. Well, I tell people like, hey, don't try to crack your neck. Like, you know, when people come in and they take their hand on one side, right. They try to put a lot of tension.
Like, oh, I feel so much better.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just really looking at them like, yeah. You're making it way worse.
You're right. Because what it is like, it does feel good in the moment. Right. But then, you know, like just a couple of minutes later, that person's like, it doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they can feel that their body's trying to correct itself. They just don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just doing it with whatever, you know, means necessary. But the problem is they're causing more tension, which is setting them up for more of that same issue, causing more stress.
Gotcha. So I'm literally going to just throw some random noodles on the wall. You know, so like when I sleep, I put a pillow between my legs, you know, to keep the space open. Right. Cause they say that helps too. Is that you know, how you sleep, your bed, your pillow options. I mean, does that all affect kind of like what you're doing as well? Or is it just completely unrelated? Again,
No. It's definitely related.
The chair you sit in.
100%. Yeah, like these chairs. I'm not going to lie. These aren't my favorite chairs.
No, these aren't my favorite. Like I bought a gamer chair for my house.
Okay.
Because it's very sturdy.
Yeah.
It's got the side things going. It's got the head pillow. But I mean, more importantly, like it holds my back, you know, in place. These little flimsy chairs that we're thinking. I mean, I haven't fallen in one yet, but I mean, you know, we airplane back and roll around or whatever, but
they look really nice though.
They look nice.
They look really nice. But I mean, honestly, I try not to sit much anyway, so it's uncommon to have to do a lot of sitting. But to answer your question, does how you sleep or like how you sit play a role? Absolutely. So like I was saying, stress, really an overload of stress is what ends up causing vertebral subluxation, or really the body's inability to adapt.
Right.
Right. Because things happen, but usually our body's able to adapt. It's not able to when there's too much stress. So things like how you sleep, your posture, but there's also like, that's like the physical aspects. But there's also things like chemical components to stress, right? So like what you eat, what you drink.
No, like the inflammation.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. I notice like if I go out and eat a lot of crap food, drink all night or whatever the next morning, everything hurts. And I'm not even talking about a hangover.
No,
just
no.
Everything is tight.
Right.
And out of alignment.
Correct.
And it takes, you know, 2 days. And again, it has nothing to do with the fatigue part of it. It's just everything just feels like it's not quite moving in harmony.
No, no, you're hitting the nail on the head. You're saying it exactly right, and I'm with you. And then, so there's the second part. The third component, though, is like a mental emotional component. So we think about like we're talking about like work stress, financial stress, family, you know, things like that that kind of keep you up at night a lot of times, or at least you know, keeps me up sometimes. And and so it's really like a combination of all three of those. So that physical, like you were talking about, this chemical aspect and this mental emotional component as well. And I tell people like I can't really do anything about those stressors outside of here. I can just help you be more resilient, more adaptable to it.
So. Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, I mean, it's all a muscle, and it's not just your body, but your mental muscle that you're going through. You know, a large part of our audience is our business owners. You know, they're wearing all the hats. I mean, they are doing payroll, you know, doing their budget, creating the product, delivering on the product, marketing the product, you know, and then they have kids and a wife and maybe they travel. I mean, there's a lot of times people's natural tendency is not to make a lot of time for themselves, and prevent, you know, all these injuries and feeling like crap and everything. I can tell just by having conversation with you, like you are very systematic. Like you have a process, and not just how you know, onboard a customer or, you know, send out an invoice or something like that. Like you are systematic in your daily life. Like it seems you have the perception that you've got your shit together, number one, but, you know, but that you apply all the principles from chiropractic into your personal life. And you portray that.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks. I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah. It's a compliment. Thanks. I mean, you know, like my hair looks like a mess today, you know, it's not like I need to fix that, you know, and it's a detail thing. And it's just like, you know, getting up and exercising in the morning or eating a healthy breakfast, making chiropractic a part of your life, can really add a lot of value and help your business, your mindset and all those things going forward. JR, do you have any type of just, you know, story that you want to share where, you know, somebody came in, you know, maybe they were, you know, they had a business or they were doing something magnanimous, you know, and applied the principles of chiropractic to their life and then helped them you know, excel it further.
You know, honestly, like I was trying to think of a good story to tell you and I can't think of any specific examples. Like I was really like racking my brain because I see a lot of people, I see a lot of entrepreneurs and like business people. And I guess my biggest way to say this, because this applies across the board, so it's not even a specific one, but it's just that when your body's not functioning at its best, you can't expect your mind to function at its best, right? And so I think sometimes, kind of like you were talking about, is we forget that. And so we don't really take care of ourselves because we get so laser focused on our business. And, you know, that's can work really well for our business, but at a certain point we're going to break down.
Right.
Right. And then what do we do when that happens? And so like, that's something like I hate to see when somebody gets into that place already. But actually I was having a conversation with somebody today specifically about that. Cause we were talking about how, he was telling me the same thing. He's like, oh man, I used to go to the chiropractor. I don't go anymore.
Right.
And I was like, well, why not? And he said, well, cause you know, I was busy working.
Right.
And I was like, well, let me ask you a question. Why were you working so much? And he's like, money. I was like, right. Well, what's important about the money though? Why do you want money? He's like, well, to take care of my family. I said, right. I was like, cause you're trying to take care of your family. So look, don't place judgment on yourself for not doing these things that you think you need to do. Cause again, you don't need to do anything besides breathe air, drink water. Right. Instead, link that the fact that you want to care for your family to how, if you take care of yourself, you can show up better for your family. You know, to me, like that's probably the biggest like principle for people to understand is like, is try to stop judging yourself and putting yourself down for the things you don't do. Look at all the things that you do well already, because like chances are like you have the greatest intentions with whatever it is you're doing. And so then figure out how there's an activity like working out, for example, that you want to get into.
Right.
Figure out how that's going to make you better at your business or make you a better husband, father, mother, you know, sis, whatever it is, whatever your role is, like figure out how that's going to do it. Because once you can link those two things, you don't need motivation. You don't need to like have somebody setting 10 alarm clocks for you or setting your reminders, because you're going to be motivated to do it just intrinsically.
Yeah, I know you work with a lot of different people within the network, you know, that are at happy hours and all that stuff. You know, so, I mean, what are some ways that you help kind of, you know, make you successful, you know, and kind of cut through the noise and make sure that you're not distracted, you know, as a business owner, right? So it's one thing to be a chiropractor and mm-hmm. provide that service, but it's another thing to, you know, have to be in your business and working on it and having it push forward. You know, so what are some ways, mechanisms, ideas that you implement into your daily to make sure that you don't get distracted and that you're hitting your goals every single week and every single month?
Yeah, every day that I wake up, I meditate. I spend about 20 minutes meditating just to get centered with myself and realize, yeah, just to connect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you're not spending time connecting with yourself and to what's greater than us as well, you know, we can call that God, we can call that the divine, but, you know, however you want to look at it, if you're not connecting, then it's going to be really hard for you to show up in the other aspects of your life.
Right.
You know, physically, I lift 4 days a week. I also do jiu-jitsu twice a week.
I did boxing for a year.
Oh,
it
did
was,
you?
Yeah, it was really cool. I had a trainer. Okay. I was in the best shape of my life. And I supplemented that with yoga, which really helped.
That's cool.
Because when I wasn't doing yoga, I was just running a lot.
Yeah.
And I was getting injured and my like knees were hurting all the time. But once I started doing yoga, like all of that part in your leg started expanding and it was a lot better, a lot easier to do. You know, for somebody who's in doing fitness, how does chiropractic play into, you know, like a fitness program? Or is that about the same? Is it just, you know, is it something that people overlook? Or how do those apply to different types of, you know, fitness programs?
Yeah, that's a good question. I look at it in a way, actually, because I love when people go and they do some type of like fitness activity, right? When they come into my practice, I'm like, you know, I ask them, do they do anything like that? I'm not going to tell them what they like, hey, you should go lift or you should go run or whatever it is. It's like whatever works for them, but we got to be physically active in mm-hmm. some sort of way. And really, the way you see the best results is by being consistent, right?
Right.
Because if you go work out like 3 days a week for a month and then you don't work out for the next 9 months, are you going to really get anywhere with it?
No.
Right. And so
that's right. I mean, people just, they start something new and then they quit it. I mean, it's the same with marketing. I mean, marketing is difficult to measure. And again, just perception, right? So my perception of chiropractic is that it's hard to measure in that first, you know, couple of weeks, even though you feel better and everything like that. You know, people just start something then they quit.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's why, like you talked about having system and processes, because how you feel and how you function are not always aligned. Mm-hmm. And in fact, a lot of times they aren't. Like, for example, let's say, you know, tomorrow you end up getting a fever. Okay. Your body is doing that. Like, let's say there's a virus or bacteria. And so it increases your body temperature to kill that. Okay. So you're not feeling well, but you're actually functioning really well. Right? Because your body's taking care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? On the flip side, let's take a person that's, you know, runs every day, you know, but they end up having a heart attack, right? They might feel great, but they actually weren't functioning very well, obviously, or they wouldn't have had the heart attack. Yeah. So if we're only looking at how we feel to direct and guide our actions, it's not a very good indicator of what is going to serve us best.
Yeah. Just being humble and honest and, you know, with what I experience, I'm tired at night. That's my biggest thing. I'm exhausted. And I sleep a lot.
Okay.
So I go to bed like at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I do drink, but I don't drink that much. Like I drink light beer.
Okay.
You know, like with a burger.
Yeah.
Or even with salmon or something.
Yeah.
so it's like, I'm not like out every night. I put in an honest, 10-hour day. Like my biggest day is 14 Zooms.
Oh,
that's my biggest load. 14 Zoom meetings
in a day,
in one day.
That sounds like a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's about a 7:30 hit time here in the office and probably leave by 6. Right. So it's a full day. Go home, eat, drink, you know, one or two beers with dinner. But then I'm smoked, man. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
do you think like something like a chiropractic program could help?
Oh, 100%. Benefit? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because like what I was going to tell you is interesting. Like you're a really aware person mm-hmm. of like what's going on with you, especially like when you were describing about, hey, I can tell after drinking a little bit or eating food that's not right. that great. You're like, I can tell that my body's not functioning at its best.
Right.
A lot of people aren't aware of that until it ends up becoming too big of a problem. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So you already have that awareness that your body's deviating away from wholeness, away from health.
Right.
Because it's a spectrum. You know, it's like on one end we have death, right? And then on another end we have 100% health, right? And we're all somewhere in the middle. And the more aware you are of what actions and activities take you away from that or what increases towards health, mm-hmm. then the better off you can be, because then you can actually make decisions on how, you know, what's going to actually make you better, what's going to help you out, and then what's taken away.
Yeah.
Right.
No, yeah, it's that, you know, so I just turned 40 in January.
Okay.
Was way excited about it. I went to Vegas for 7 full days. Dude, during the Super Bowl. I had VIP tickets to a lot of things.
Okay.
I brought all my friends with me. Yeah. It was tailgate party this, unlimited access to that. It was great. we stayed in 3 different hotels over the course of 7 days. I mean, you know, at one point I probably slept on the floor, et cetera. But you know, I'm reflecting on like the midlife crisis. Like it's real. Yeah. I tell my friends, I'm like, it's real. It's not that like I want to go buy a car or anything, but it's like, I'm like halfway through this thing and it could be shorter if I don't start taking care of myself, you know, and get really serious about it. You know, there's a lot of things that I want to do in 2024 and beyond. I'm actually late to the party as an entrepreneur. In my success. So this is my 5th startup. It's by far my most successful startup I've ever had.
Hey, congrats.
But this 2023, like it finally boomed. Like, you know, I've been trying and trying and even that's a career in itself, right? So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a realtor or business owner, if you make flowers, whatever, right? You fall, you fail, and then you finally get really good at it. So I'm like really good at it now. But I'm like, man, I'm late to the party. I've got a lot of bad habits, you know, I'd like to turn those over and start fresh. If I were to get just like super serious, if I said, man, I'm ready to turn a new leaf, you know, what would be my next step or what's step one? I know it's, you don't eat an elephant, you know, all at once, eat it in little bite sized pieces. So like, what's my first step and maybe even my second step in getting on the right track?
That's a great question. So I'm going to take this just from a life perception. Okay. Cause like, because you know, I'm always going to tell you to come get it. Just but like, let's just take another step off of that. Is honestly, like I said earlier, because you're talking about your goals,
right?
Is I would, and you've probably already done this, but writing down your goals, right, and then figuring out what steps are going to get you towards those goals. Like I don't know, to me, like when you were talking about going out to Vegas and like doing that, like that sounds terrible to me personally because it would take me away from my goals. Does that make sense? I'm not saying it's wrong or right.
February by comparison.
I'm not saying
it took another week to recover.
Yeah, not saying it's wrong or right. Just telling you, like for me personally, it would take me so far away from the things that I want that I would actually not enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. You know, there's other things that I like to do. So like for me, it's like if you know what your essentially what your top values are, like your top 5 values.
Right.
Okay. And then every day, every action is aligned, right? Mm-hmm. Towards those values. That's how you really like, because it sounds like you've already done that, at least for like business wise, obviously. That's why you're seeing that success, right?
Right.
It's like you found out the things that are productive and then you make sure you're doing those things versus doing random stuff that does not yield you any results. Mm-hmm. So apply the same thing to your life, you know,
yep.
In other aspects.
And you know, I know I'll see a huge difference. I just got to get out of my rut. You know, it's what I've done has gotten me this far.
Right. So that's the problem.
That's the
problem. You have success.
Right.
And so
you're like, nobody
like,
can tell me what I can do. I can still drink and eat burgers and whatever. You know, look what I've done. But I'm struggling to see what's in store for me. That's what I'm fighting is I know I'm capable of so much, but I've never seen that before.
Right.
So,
Cause how could you have seen it? Cause you haven't had,
cause you haven't done it. Right. Yeah. So, you know, it's frightening. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I cried today. at networking. Okay. I mean, I was like, it all just came out. I mean, I wasn't like sad, but I just had a lot of emotion of, you know, how do I get through this next? So, you know, we're a $500,000 business.
Okay.
I told a buddy the other day, I was like, the path from half to $1 million, it's no joke.
Right.
It's not like it's hard. We grew from $500,000 to $510,000. So okay. we're talking only 10,000 right. more. Yeah. And it felt like I was running a Tough Mudder to wow. get there. So,
okay.
you know, so
like, you're not painting a pretty picture for me here.
But you know, I just, you know, it's changing my surroundings, changing my habits. That's all it is making adjustments, you know, doing something different.
I like it. Thanks, bro. Appreciate the plug.
Trying, you know, implementing new things in my life. And I know that I'm going to get there. And having just mentors and friends like you around me.
That's what I was about to ask is like, who do you surround yourself right. with?
I've had to fire some friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I could call them today and be like, bro, let's hang out. But I mean, I haven't seen them in 3 years.
Right.
And my business has grown since.
Yeah.
So it's been tough. When I was boxing, you know, my coach would come and we, you know, cause when you train with somebody, you become friends at some point. Right. And he's like, hey, let's go to Buffalo Wild. I was like, all right, cool. But like he'd bring his own bag of rice, you know, he wouldn't even eat the wings. He just like, I'm like, why did we come here? He's like, oh, I did it for you. And I'm like, so I've had a lot of moments where I've been able to kind of just look in the mirror and do some reflection, but I'm more or less excited about the next jump to $1 million. Cause I know that I'm going to install new things along the way, like chiropractic and just taking care of myself,
for sure,
physically and mentally.
I mean, cause you, like you're saying, like if you don't take care of yourself, like how can you hope to grow?
Right.
Yeah. Like I mean, if somebody knows how to grow without caring for yourself and improving yourself, then, yeah. you know, show it to me, but I haven't seen it. Like
exactly.
Yeah.
What is kind of just, you know, if you had an entrepreneur sitting right here and they were, you know, on the struggle bus, they're like, man, you know, I'm not sure I can do this. You know, I'm not sure I can apply chiropractic to my life. I'm not sure I can add something else. I'm not sure I can really keep pushing. What's the advice that you would give to them?
Man, I would say reach out for help. Honestly, that's the first thing. You know, like we were talking about, like us meeting at a networking event and us going together. Like, to me, the biggest thing as like an entrepreneur is like having other people around you that have been there or they're in the same struggle, because there's so much shared, you know, because I'm a chiropractor, but I can be talking to you or, you know, a realtor or whoever it is. And there's so much that we have in common because of that struggle that we're going through. Right. So just talking to other people and reaching out, because I'm also on the board from my Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And I meet so many people.
Is that Frisco or the Colony?
The Colony. Yeah. I meet so many businesses. And they, you know, buy a membership into the chamber and then they never show up.
Yeah, right? I'm guilty.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I was a member of the Frisco Chamber. Yeah, yeah. I was there for the first day.
And it's just like, it's just like in our networking group, right? If you don't show up and you expect things to happen, like that's just crazy. Like
right.
nobody's going to give you business just because you paid some money to something.
Right.
You got to be consistent. That's my biggest thing. Being consistent, mm-hmm. showing up, yeah, that's how you're going to get results in anything. So you got to ask for help and you got to be consistent. You got to show up and right. then get mentors, get coaches. Like I said, I have a franchise. I did that because I've failed in my past as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I wasn't going to try to do something on my own. I was like, hey, I'm going to spend a little money, but it's going to save me a lot of money
right.
and teach me, you know, essentially like, you know, instead of trying to build my own car, I was like, look, this car is already built. Just hand me the keys so I can get it right. and start driving. Like,
yeah, no, I'm pumped. Tell me what the future holds for your business. More locations,
yeah,
bigger office. What's the hopes and dreams for the next 1 and 2 years?
Yeah, thanks. Like so, my big thing is I'm wanting to open up another location in 2025.
Okay,
actually, so over the next 5 years, I'd like to have 5 locations. That's my plan. And in the next decade, I'm wanting to open up a location either like in Central or South America. And just bring it to more people. Back in 2021, I went on a chiropractic mission trip to Haiti, actually, and it was just a super life-changing
That's
experience.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really amazing. That would be a whole story in itself.
Yeah.
Because Haiti's like, you know, it's a poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. So, like, it was different,
yeah,
to say the least, but an amazing experience.
Probably a beautiful place, too, right?
It was pretty. This wasn't on the coast. This was like in the center of the country.
I don't know anything about.
Yeah,
Haiti,
so it's on. It's on. It's on the same island as the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
And so I was on the Dominican-Haitian border, and to see the differences between the Dominican and Haiti was just crazy because, you know, Haiti was that much poorer than the Dominican, and like, yeah, and just how much the people need help. But also, what was really interesting was like I adjusted like 500 people while I was there for that week, and they're. Bodies are different than ours. Like they have different stressors. Like we were talking about
different diets, different.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. I'm telling you though, I think it's that mental emotional component. Then when we talk about first world problems and we joke around about it, that stuff wreaks more havoc on our body than we give it credit for. And we play it down and we joke around about it.
Right.
But I'm telling you like it plays a huge role in just a lot of the stuff we see here. You know, people are not doing well. When you go outside of here and you see just like all kinds of stuff going on with people.
I'm not today, bro.
Yeah, yeah they're not doing well. And I'm telling these people that were so much poorer than us had just way more gratitude and less stress. Like that was crazy to see that like, you know, they don't even know where their next meal's coming from and they're less stressed out than we are.
Yeah. So like, but then once they eat, they're happy. We're worried about dumb stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, where's my phone charger?
Exactly. We're worried about like our first world stuff, but it is our world though.
Right.
So I'm not going to say it's dumb. I'm not going to put us down. But it's not serving us. That's for sure.
Yeah. That's actually a good perspective. I mean, it's the only thing we know. Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't imagine. Right.
Like
you could drop me in Haiti. I wouldn't know how to take care of myself.
Right.
So it's crazy. Yeah. Well, how do people get in touch with you? How do people get signed up? How do people just get interested in exploring chiropractic?
Yeah. Well, so they can actually just go like on my website. And so if you, you could just Google Cairo Way Chiropractic.
Okay.
Like I said, there's multiple locations. I'm the only one in Texas though. So we're in the colony. So you can just type that in as well. That's probably the easiest way.
Do you go to people's homes and offices or do they just come to the
No, location? They come to me. Okay. Yeah. Because a big thing for me is, like I was saying, I'm recommending that people come in regularly on a consistent basis. And so a big barrier I found to that was price. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's real expensive. Like you already talked to me about it, you know, kind of being expensive. And I don't want the reason you're not coming to see me is because of price. So I keep care like really affordable for people.
Okay.
But that means you got to come to me versus me going out because then obviously I'd have to be
charging
more and things like that. So
no, that makes sense. And then, you know, to expand, I mean, how do you expand those? And it's just finding the same type of person that has the same culture, core values and as the brand that you're creating.
That's a great question. I wish I could answer how I keep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, cause right now I have like 120 active clients and by the end of this year, I'm growing it to like 330. That's my goal. And the way to find these people is really just through them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's through my clients, like asking them for other people that are looking for a chiropractor or just want to increase how they're functioning. You know, they're tired of like living at a lower level and they want to, optimize their life, you know, in a way that they're not doing, in a way that a lot of people aren't talking about, honestly.
That's cool. Yeah. No, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for what you've shared with us today. But more than just thankful to have you in my circle. It's a pleasure to have you in the office. I've seen you around at networking and, I'm looking forward to everything that 2024 has in for you, me, myself, and everybody else. So, any last words that you want to share?
Hey, I just want to say thanks for having me on. I really enjoyed it. It was my first time. So I appreciate you taking it easy on me and it was a good time.
Perfect. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys next time.